Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Squad are with me this Thursday afternoon to help you prepare your home for the colder winter days. I'm joined in studio by Jenny Sheehan, former Home of the Year winner and renovation consultant Kate O'Driscoll. Good afternoon. You're very welcome to the show. Where do we start, Jenny?
It's wintertime, so I would say start checking for drafts. If you're in a house, especially if you've just moved into a house, you're not familiar with the house, or you know you need to get some work done, I think you'd be surprised at what an impact just covering over some drafty little leaks in your house will do for the whole winter time.
You'll know when you have them though, won't you?
You'll feel them.
Yeah.
You'll feel them, all right.
Yeah. The whistle.
Yeah.
Find where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm. People used to, remember years ago, those, the snake kind
yeah.
of, the
Why
draft
not?
Stopper.
I have to give a shout out to Adele, if you're listening. She's a cousin of my father's and she's beautiful at sewing and crafts, and she made a draft excluder with almost like a picture of my dog, and it was one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen.
Really? A little
yeah,
bit different.
So cute.
087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number for listener questions this afternoon. Kate, maybe what home preparations would you advise? Where can people kick off?
Get friendly, get familiar with your thermostat. Look up the manual, figure it out, because you'd be surprised the amount of people that don't have it set correctly or don't have, the window set correctly.
No, you're okay. Go on ahead.
Yeah, so I think getting familiar with it, knowing the settings, you can actually save yourself a lot of money having the proper window set and the proper temperature set in your thermostat.
Yeah, so
hundreds
just
potentially. Hundreds.
We were only talking about an issue there with utility bills a few moments ago as well. So that is something that we should all be looking at, isn't it?
For sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I put mine down. I really thought about mine. I put mine down at 1 degree in temperature, and it hasn't been a cold winter so far. But oh my God, it's made such a bit. Like, I literally was sitting there comparing my bills this year to last year. And it's
has
cheaper.
To be done.
Makes a difference. Yeah.
Right, listener questions. Just on that. Do draft stoppers work? I have just moved into a new house. I can feel the draft in every single room. So where do I start?
Oh, windows, doors, around the door frame. See, anywhere you can see light coming in or through is a good indication there's going to be drafts coming through there. If it's on your hall door, you can get little draft strips that stick on, screw on, brush strips that stick on underneath. Like, these are all like widely available, like DIY shops, Amazon, whatever. But try and get those drafts out, number one, would be my advice.
And they really do work. Like, plugging up a draft is really going to work. And if you don't want to be sticking, like, those strippers and everything are fantastic. but putting up even curtains, covering, we were talking about this earlier, Kate and I, putting a curtain over your front door, if you have a really drafty, really, really kind of cold front door, is a really good idea. You'd see that in restaurants sometimes. It's a nice look. Over your windows, maybe you only have blinds and you might be feeling a little draft coming in around the corner there. Putting like nice heavy curtains over that will all make a huge difference this winter. Even rugs, if your floors are cold, like the soft furnishings do really work.
The curtains and the blinds, and that's something that should be a more affordable way, shouldn't it, to try and?
It is, and the pack curtains are so good nowadays, and they have thermal lining already built into them. I actually love a hall door curtain. I know some people think they're a bit naff, but you can get really cool, really heavy
on
fabrics.
The inside of it.
Yeah, like you do a nice little brass rail above your hall door, and then on the really cold or breezy nights, just pull it closed.
Especially if you're living in one of those homes which are so popular, especially in Dublin or in city centres around the country, where the front door opens right into your living room. Yeah. And you might not have a little hallway to kind of bridge the gap between the freezing cold air outside and the inside of your home. That's a great idea.
Get rid of the letterbox in the door.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Number one, yeah. Put one on the wall outside and close that up. Sure.
What's the heaviest tog I can get in a duvet, asks this listener.
So what you can do, listener, is you can combine duvets. So, you know, if you don't want to go out shopping.
I have one duvet. Right, yeah. That's it. There's no winter, summer. All the one season.
No, I'm
me.
With you, listener. I have two. I don't know the heaviest tog you can get. I know the heaviest tog I have is 20. But if you're looking at something, if you want something really, really heavy, you can combine duvets together. Some of them even come with little clips or little buttons, buttons at the top four corners. So if you love a really heavy duvet and you find yourself you're freezing and you know you just you know something you could try now is put two duvets into the one duvet cover and you can the combined total will give you a higher tog.
And I think a bedspread is great as well. Like they're a little harder to find. Yeah, but because they're bigger than a duvet, they fall to the sides. They kind of act like a little draft stripper for your bed.
I have those kind of little blankets at the end, but to be honest, they're more decorative. Like
they need to be big enough or else they just fall off, I think.
Yeah.
No?
Listeners wondering about insulating water pipes. Will that make any difference? Should I do that?
You should, especially on where it comes into your house. Well, for your outdoor taps, you can buy little kind of polystyrene foam covers. If you have hoses or anything like that, make sure they're all drained and disconnected for any of those really cold times. But you can get little insulated sleeves. If you have a non-insulated wall, say under your kitchen sink, that you think might get very cold at certain times of the year, you can get little insulated sleeves for those pipes as well.
Okay. Listener wondering, do we need to wrap up the water tank?
Yeah, there's no reason not to. There's no reason not to.
What are you wrapping it in?
It's a legging jacket. Do you remember lagging jackets?
From years ago in the hot press.
Yeah, a lagging jacket. Looks like a big puffer jacket. Yes, listen, there's no reason not to do it. If you're feeling heat coming off your water tank, that is heat that could be staying in your water tank. Mm. And you may as well wrap it up. Yes.
087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number for your questions today for the Home Squad. Will I get or should I get a smart meter?
Asks. Yes, absolutely.
Now, I inquired about these, right? Mm-hmm. They're 700 to 800 quid to get them installed. In the first instance?
That seems very expensive. There's a lot of places doing kind of package deals. A lot of the providers, if you're changing providers at the moment,
I also don't have many layers. There's not many floors. You know what I mean? So but I don't need to have it off in the east wing or the west wing or anything. So
yeah, but I suppose it's just the control and the scheduling, and some of the old thermostats don't have that capability in them. So I think like you'll find a lot of smart thermostats if you're going from zero, if you're going from a very old crappy thermostat, that over maybe 2 years, it'll probably pay back.
Yeah, so you think it is worth
it? I think it's worth it. Yeah.
My entire house is wooden floors, Jenny. Should I get rugs to make it warmer? Will it make the difference?
It will make a difference. It really will make a difference. And a lot of, you know, something you can maybe do down the line if you want to is you can have those wooden floors taken up. You can have insulation put down underneath them and you can have them replaced as they are. So, you know, you don't have to change them. But that could, you know, that's probably not for this year. That's probably further down the line. In the meantime, definitely putting rugs down will help. And we feel very, Kate and I both feel very strongly about rugs. You need to get bigger than you think you need. Yeah. And like there's a epidemic of people buying rugs that are too small for the space.
I'm leading that cult, by the way.
Don't do it. You need a bigger rug than you think. If you're putting it in a living room, for example, it needs to go underneath all of the furniture in that living room. So at least the front legs, ideally all the furniture needs to sit in that rug. Yeah. Go big. And it really will make a difference.
Listeners wondering about insulating paint. I was told that there is insulating paint in the market. Will it make a difference? Should I paint my house in this kind of paint for warmth? I've never heard of insulating paint before.
Yeah, there was an old trend in the 80s and maybe, 80s, mid-80s, of insulating wallpaper as well. And what it was kind of a foam-backed wallpaper. And the insulating paints are somewhat similar, that there's some sort of insulation or plastic mixed in with it. Be very careful what walls you're painting it on, because if you live in an old house that might need to breathe a bit, you could end up with damp behind that paint. So it's very specific, you know, to where you need it. I don't think it'll make a massive difference, to be honest. It's not where I'd be putting my money.
The efficacy is definitely in question on those, because they claim to reduce it by a percentage, but that percentage is compared to regular paint, which is basically zero. So I would look at other measures.
Yeah. Where would you even get that? Does any paint shop like?
I don't know.
Don't know, to be
honest. Never bought it. I don't think.
Do white walls make a house colder, or is that just psychological? This is why I think my house is cold then.
No, it's a good question, because you're wondering, does the white reflect heat as opposed to a dark colour which absorbs heat? And yes, it does. Now, that'll depend on the type of insulation that you have in your wall. So if you have an exterior wall and if, you know, there's no insulation on it at all and it's dark, then yes, it will absorb heat and it can make your house warmer. But if you have a well-insulated wall, then it won't make a difference.
How do I prevent damp in an old house?
Oh, like I said, don't use the wrong paint. Yeah. But there's lots of other ways. I think getting your house properly aired out, but that what do we call it?
Stufluften.
The German kind of idea of opening all your windows and getting it like blast draft kind of air through the house. Doing that periodically throughout the winter, when typically all your windows and doors are closed and the heating is on and condensation is high.
How often should you do that?
I would try once a week.
Yeah, you know, I would do it every
day.
I would have the windows open now, at least in like bedroom, bathroom, downstairs. Yeah. Every day I would open the windows, even no matter how cold it is, at some point for a little while. And I don't know why
I do
that.
It's really good for your house, because we can get a lot of buildup of condensation if there isn't enough ventilation in the house or it's not well insulated enough in wintertime, because you've got warm air meeting cold, you know, windows that aren't insulated enough. And then the buildup of water happens, and then damp happens, and then mold happens. And it's because we're not airing the house. Well, it's because it's not well insulated enough, but it's also not airing the house.
Texter looking for advice on windows. They're always steamed and fogged on the inside. Any suggestions what I can do?
Well, again, you know, airing the place out, but this might be just that you've uninsulated windows, that you're getting a lot of condensation. Check if you have the vents in them. You know, that they're working properly as well, if you have newer style windows or newer aluminium windows. But typically, just airing out the place after something steamy like a shower. And when you're doing that, it's front to back of house, not just one room. You need to get the air through the house to get that condensation out.
TikTok is constantly telling me that I need to buy one of these condensation contraptions. Don't ask me what it's called, but
a dehumidifier?
Yeah, is that what? But there's smaller ones you can get in little bags that you just leave on windowsills.
Dehumidifiers are fantastic, and I'm a big fan. And especially if you're someone
tell
who
me
is,
now, right? Convince me.
Well, because we have a very wet climate. We have a lot of water in our air. You know, and water is just bad news for a house in general. So, and especially in Ireland, you know, I'm guilty of it too. If we don't want to use the dryer that much and we tend to have clothes hanging out on drying rails, getting a dehumidifier, especially in that instance, but really in any instance, will do a huge amount for your house. So they're really, really good.
And can you just buy the little, like, sort of, they nearly look like small little sandbags that you leave in them, or do you need to buy the actual machine?
I think the machine ones are more powerful. You can kind of see how many litres it'll draw from the air. Like, I think anything for a decent sized room would want to be 10, 12, 15 litres for it to really operate. The small sandbag might be good for, like, you know, wardrobes you're not using, or a guest bedroom or something that's not getting aired out very often. But I think other than that, you know, the kind of big mechanical or electrical
ones. So I should treat myself for Christmas.
Well, you'd be surprised how quick your clothes dry.
To a condensation machine.
A dehumidifier. Yeah, I saw them on special actually recently.
They're not crazy expensive. You get an amazing one within the €200 range.
Oh, really?
And I remember asking about this before. The two brands that were consistently recommended were De'Longhi and Meaco.
Yeah.
MEACO.
I will look into them. So for the moment, Kate O'Driscoll, Victorian Rap Minds and social media, and Jenny Sheehan, Workers Cottage on Instagram as well. Thanks a million to you both for joining us here on the Home Squad this Thursday.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.